ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकायां चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्ण टेक्स्ट 3। ज्ञाने प्रयासमुदपस्य नमन्त एव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरितं भवदीयवार्तां स्थाने स्थिता श्रुतिगतां तनुवान्मनोभेद ये प्रायशो जित अजित अपि तैस्त्रिलोक्यां। ज्ञाने प्रयासमुदपास्य नमन्त एव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरितां भवदीयवार्तां स्थाने स्थिता श्रुतिगतां तनुवान् मनोभेर ये प्रायशो जित अजित अपि तैस्त्रिलोक्यां। ट्रांसलेशन। Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words and mind, offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. Purport. Here the word udapasya clearly indicates that one should not even slightly endeavor to understand the absolute truth by the process of mental speculation, for it invariably carries one to an imperfect, impersonal understanding of God. The word jivanti indicates that the devotee who always hears about Lord Krishna will go back home, back to Godhead, even if he can do nothing except maintain his existence and hear topics concerning the Lord. Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained the words Tanuvan Manobhir by the body, words and mind in three ways. In reference to these devotees, through their body, words and mind, they are able to conquer Lord Krishna, thus becoming perfect in Krishna consciousness. They can touch his lotus feet with their hands, call him to come with the words and attain his direct audience within their mind simply by thinking about him. In the case of non-devotee, the word Tanuvan Manobhir refer to the word Ajita, unconquered, indicate that those not engaged in the loving service of Lord Krishna cannot conquer the absolute truth by their bodily strength, verbal expertise or mental power. Despite all their endeavors, the ultimate truth remains beyond their reach. In reference to the word Jitaha, conquered, the word Tanuvan Manobhir indicates that the pure devotees of Lord Krishna conquer his body, words and mind. Lord Krishna's body is conquered because he always remains by the side of his pure devotees. Lord Krishna's words are conquered because he always chants the glories of his devotees. Lord Krishna's mind is conquered because he always thinks about his loving devotees. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur has explained the words Tanuvan Manobhir in regard to the word Namantah, offering obeisances. He explains that devotees can take full advantage of the transcendental topics of the Lord by offering all respects to these topics with their body, words and mind. One should engage his body by touching the ground with his hand and head while offering obeisances to the topics of the Lord. One should engage his words by praising transcendental literature such as the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as devotees who are preaching such literature. And one should engage his mind by feeling great reverence and pleasure while hearing the transcendental topics of the Lord. In this way, a sincere devotee who has acquired even a small amount of transcendental knowledge about Lord Krishna can conquer him and thus go back home, back to Godhead, for eternal life at the Lord's side. Hare Krishna. So we have a very short class today. And this particular verse is a very beautiful historical verse, often referred to by our acharyas as the verse which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his conversation with Ramananda Rai acknowledged as indicating the complete process of sambandha, abhideya and prayojan being described in this verse. And then in that conversation he said, "Eho hoy," this is fine, to Ramananda Rai. So as the word jitaha refers to conquered, so anyway, I was going to speak about with the reference to Gita Jayanti yesterday, because yesterday we had the Gita Jayanti. And what is significant about Krishna speaking the Gita is he could only do that because he was conquered by Arjuna's love. And Krishna very specifically mentions that I am speaking this knowledge to you because you are my dear friend. And Shripad Ramanujacharya in his glorification on this beautiful darshan of Krishna sitting as Arjuna's chariot driver and Arjuna as the confused warrior, he explains, "Prapanna parijataya totra vetreka panaye jnana mudraya gitaya gitamrta duhe namah jnana mudraya krishnaya gitamrta duhe namah." That prapanna parijataya, for Krishna, the devotees whose sense of surrender is very dear to him, prapanna parijataya totra vetreka paniye, Krishna who is conquered by his surrendered devotees and is sitting there on the chariot like a blooming parijata, you know, beautiful flower, totra vetreka paniye, in one hand Krishna is reciprocating with his surrendered devotee Arjuna by holding the totra and vetra, which is the lagam, the reins of the chariot, and also the stick. That means he is taking the position of becoming a humble servant of Arjuna. Totra vetra eka pani, in one hand Krishna is holding the stick and the reins, indicating service. And jnana mudraya krishnaya, so the cover of the Gita has the famous picture of Krishna holding his other hand in the mood of giving knowledge. So Krishna is giving knowledge to Arjuna, but indicating that the message of the Gita is not just knowledge for the sake of knowledge, but knowledge which will ignite pure devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, including the very person who speaks the Gita is in the mood of serving. As soon as the Gita is over, as soon as the Gita is spoken, Krishna begins his seva to Arjun by becoming his chariot driver. Gitamrta duhe namaha, that personality who ultimately milked the nectar of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, to that personality I offer my respectful obeisances. So therefore, from this beautiful picture of Krishna and Arjuna sitting on the chariot, we have an excellent example of what this verse is describing. Jnane prayasam udapasya. Because the first chapter saw Arjuna indulging in a lot of mental speculation. He was in a decision-making dilemma. Many choices, he did not know which one to choose. He did not know what to do. And therefore, ultimately, Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita so that Arjuna could follow what he is trying to share. Jnane prayasam udapasya. So when one stops speculation and begins namanta and offers obeisances and surrenders and decides to hear the conclusion from the Vaishnavas, jivanti san mukharitam, from those devotees whose very life is hearing and speaking Krishna katha, bhavadiya vartaha, and rather hear Krishna's messages from the devotees. So therefore, as long as Arjuna was in the mood to speak, he could not actually come to the right conclusion. He was confused. So therefore, from that cover of the Bhagavad Gita, we can learn various lessons just by seeing Krishna and Arjuna together on that chariot. First is ananyata, which is how Krishna becomes conquered by his devotees' one-pointed surrender. Namanta eva jitaha, he becomes conquered. So when Krishna offered to both Duryodhan and Arjuna, Duryodhan immediately picked up Krishna's army, whereas Arjuna, he chose Krishna. So therefore, ananya means Arjuna did not want anyone or anything else apart from Krishna. So Krishna becomes conquered by such exclusive devotion. Ananya chetaha satatam yomam smarati nityashah. So that's a very, very important principle, that we approach Krishna consciousness with the perspective of simply serving Krishna exclusively, not having any other thought in mind, and especially no other thought of personal enjoyment. Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha cha nityasha na ishvarasya ashubham dhatte sve mahimni sthitasya cha. In the third canto it is described, when the jiva comes to the conclusion that all efforts at enjoyment in this world, independent of Krishna's will, is ultimately a seed for misery and frustration. Bhukta bhoga parityakta, and he decides to give it up. Drishta dosha, seeing the fault in that. Seeing the fault in that enjoyment tendency. Seeing the fault in that so-called pleasure which accompanies that sense gratification enterprise. Somebody approached Prabhupada and asked the question, what is the purpose of this world? And Prabhupada said, enjoyment. That reporter started smiling. And Prabhupada said, not yours. Krishna's. Krishna's enjoyment. I was going in a local train in Mumbai. And there was a young... That was the time we just began working on the Govardhan Eco Village. And I was meeting many sustainability experts. So I was just learning that, you know, entire field for the first time. Environmental protection and things like that. So my mind was quite active. So this youth right in front of me had a t-shirt, and on the t-shirt it said save water. So I said, wow, he's like looks like an environmentalist. Maybe he may have some, you know, he's an activist for water, or he may have some expertise. Maybe I should connect with him. And then suddenly he got up and turned around, and behind it was written, drink beer. So I realized that, oh, you know, it was the wrong number. He was not an environmentalist. He just, you know. So Krishna chose Arjuna, and when Mahaprabhu instructs Rupa and Sanatan to go to Vrindavan, Prabhur Agyay Koila Sab Shastrira Bichar Brajere Nigud Bhakti Kurila Prachar. Mahaprabhu gave them instruction to settle in Vrindavan, so they followed that Sadachar, Prabhur Agyay Koila. Under that Sadachar, the proper behavior of being submissive, then they did Shastrira Vichar, then they did Shastra Vichar. So the Goswamis were also analyzing a lot of spiritual literatures. They were also swimming in Gyan, but that Gyan is not mental speculation, because they were following instruction of Mahaprabhu, Prabhur Agyay Koila. So when first there is Sadachar, then there is Vichar, then one gets empowered for Prachar. Brajera Niguda Bhakti Kurila Prachar. So Ananyata is the first principle we learn from Krishna and Arjuna's relationship. Second is Bhakta Vatsalyata. Krishna becomes conquered by his devotees' love to such an extent that he becomes the devotee's servant. Right? And so, Sa evayam maya tejya yoga prokta puratana bhakto sime sakhacha iti. So when Arjuna, when Krishna became the chariot driver, the way directions are given to the chariot driver from behind by the warrior is, it's such a chaos in the battlefield that the driver cannot be given any instruction verbally, but many times by the foot. And so that is the kind of service which Krishna accepted, serving Arjuna very menially. So he became Arjuna's driver. So, you know, when we see the cover of Bhagavad Gita, we see Krishna sitting right there. But what we fail to recognize many times is the kind of menial service which Krishna was willing to perform just for the pleasure of his devotee, Arjuna. So therefore, Krishna is demonstrating by his own example that service would require a lot of tolerance. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomara sevaya dukha hoye yata seito parama sukha seva sukha dukha parama sampada nashaye avidya dukha. My dear Lord, while engaging in your devotional service, the dukkha which I experience is actually the cause of greatest sukha. Seva sukha dukha parama sampada. That sukha and dukkha which comes as part of seva is my greatest wealth. Why? Because sukha and dukkha is anyway going to come, whether I am a devotee or not. But by tolerating sukha and dukkha in your seva, avidya is destroyed and I will get devotion. So therefore Prabhupada said that one of the greatest austerities is to train devotees in devotional service, and do not expect people to immediately take to Krishna consciousness automatically, because it's a transformation in the consciousness which we are attempting. One devotee was pasting you know, some stamps on an envelope. And he was using his saliva to paste the envelope. And Prabhupada came and he saw that and he was very upset. And he said, "This is muchi. This is not how you do that. Keep a bowl of water and use the water for putting the stamps on the, not, you know, saliva." So then he brought a small katori of water and he was using that. Prabhupada went away. And then he almost finished all the stamps on the envelope and there was only one stamp remaining and the water in the bowl got over. So he started thinking, what should I do? You know, the basin is in the other room, to get up, go, fill it up just for one stamp. I already know my old technique. And then he looked around and nobody was there. So that last stamp he just took and put it on his tongue. The door opened, Prabhupada was standing there. Prabhupada said, "I told you not to do this." He said, "I never knew you were going to come." So, the transformation of habits is one of the most challenging and difficult things. And so Krishna himself is giving an example that I am becoming a servant and this is how you become a servant. And that's why we find that, you know, Krishna took that position. Third, Krishna says to Arjuna, "Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anusuyave." I am giving this knowledge to you, Arjuna, because you are non-envious. So therefore, not just Arjuna was non-envious, but also the other Pandavas were also non-envious. That's why Krishna loved the Pandavas so much. Because Yudhishthira did not come to Krishna and object, "Why you should become only Partha Sarathi? Why can't you become Yudhishthira Sarathi?" Or he did not negotiate, "3 days Arjuna's chariot, 3 days my chariot, 3 days Bhima chariot. So like that, let us make a schedule." So Krishna decided, "I will be Arjuna's chariot driver." And all the other Pandavas, they accepted this. So therefore, to see other devotees being blessed by the Lord, and when that gives us happiness, that makes Krishna really happy. And therefore, "Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dekhai dosh, kai mane vakya kure Vaishnava santosh." So, to see the good qualities in devotees and please them, that's actually the essence of Krishna consciousness. And there is no need to actually compare with the devotees. There is no need to imitate the devotees. One needs to only serve the devotees. And therefore, "Gaurangera samgi gone nitya siddha kori mane se jaya brajendra sutapash." So, just by accepting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, just by accepting devotees as associates of Lord Chaitanya, recognizing their service and becoming blissful on seeing their service, se jaya brajendra sutapash, that qualifies one to go to the spiritual world. So therefore, in the material world, there is great anxiety because each person wants to imitate someone else, right? But the Pandavas knew that if Krishna blesses Arjuna, then by Krishna's grace upon Arjuna, automatically that grace will overflow upon all of us. And all we need to do is to support Arjuna, is to serve Arjuna. And that's the mood of the Vaishnav Samudaya. That's the mood of the Vaishnav Association, that we don't want to become like someone. We just serve and assist and support. And then one becomes free from any anxiety. We had a Vrindavan Yatra many years ago. And in Fogala Ashram, Radhanath Maharaj was giving lecture, and he was, as part of the lecture, sometimes he makes sound of different animals. So he was making the sound of monkeys and cow and this and that. So just after that, you know, a few months later, I was doing a program in some village in Maharashtra. So I thought, okay, there are no, our regular devotees are not here. This is a good forum for me to experiment, making some sounds like that. So I was giving lecture on Gocharan Leela of Krishna taking care of the cows. And I also made the sound of the cows. I thought I did a good job. But after the lecture, one guy came to me and said, "Whose sounds was that? Which animal sound?" So I said, "Arey, what kind of question you are asking? It was Gocharan Leela. It was a sound of the cows." He said, "It did not sound like cows at all." I said, "They are cows from Mumbai." So you couldn't recognize. So he got confused and I just left. And then I realized that you don't have to become someone. You don't have to try to imitate someone. Whatever has been given, we try to follow. And, you know, we are celebrating the glories of Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu today. And I did not have much interaction with him, but just by seeing the steadiness of his devotional service, you know, this is a quality which absolutely attracts me. And by seeing this verse and the purport of this verse, he embodied this to the core, that simply satisfied in serving. Whatever Krishna has given me, let me utilize in serving and pleasing Krishna and his devotees. That is the essence of living life in the association of Vaishnavas. And let us now participate in glorifying Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Chaitanya came to Vrindavan in 1976. He had been a grihastha in Bengal. He was a, so far as I was told, he used to run a kirana dukan. But he was also, during his grihastha life, a sankirtan singer. He was the second singer in his mandala. So he came here, renouncing his family life. And by chance, Bhakti Chau was here, Bhakti Chau Swami. Bhakti Chau Swami brought him in to meet Srila Prabhupada. And he gave Prabhupada, at that time, a 1 rupee coin, which is symbolic of complete surrender, anyata, like Gauranga Prabhu is saying. 1 rupee means, I give my whole life to you. Prabhupada accepted him and immediately engaged him in cooking here, even though, because we were very short of devotees, not like now. We had so few devotees that even Prabhupada had our chokidar make the chapatis for the deities. And he immediately put Vibhu Chaitanya into the kitchen, and until the time that he was initiated, he was cooking every day for their lordships. He ran out, took initiation, then ran right back. So he served like that for, I think, 12 years as the full-time. Prabhupada wanted 1 cook and 3 pujaris at that time, 1 for each altar and 1 cook. So he cooked practically all the offerings. Whatever he didn't cook, he would oversee and make sure that it was done perfectly. And then when he became physically incapable of doing so much, how many people? 6 people took his place. So then he transferred over to the Charanamrita department. He was serving out Charanamrita to the devotees. And gradually, his strength and his ability to physically serve depleted, and he had to retire to his room. He would still attend the programs as much as possible. And then we saw gradually how he prepared to go back to Sri Krishna by encouraging the devotees, by taking darshan of the devotees. And finally he left this world, 2007. And at that time, We didn't have many samadhis here, so the devotees, out of great love and affection for him, they created the samadhi area and they put him there in samadhi form. So each year we get to glorify Bibhu Chaitanya, and more and more devotees come forward. This year I just wanted to say three things, because I always try to say something new each year. One is, I realized that just like Krishna has his insignias, so I would say that Bibhu Chaitanya's insignia was a spoon. Because first he started out in his shop handing out all of the goods to everyone. Then when he came here and retired to serve, I used to think probably all of the things that he sold, now he's going to be offering to Krishna. It'll take that many years for him to make up for what he did in his grihastha life. So, and also, he always had a spoon in his hand in the kitchen. And then when he had to retire from the kitchen service, he had a spoon in his hand, very lovingly serving the devotees charanamrita. He would hold our hands, and with that spoon, give us the charanamrita. And then amazingly, when he had to retire to room number 5, when we would bring devotees to see him, he had two big bodies. One had spoons in them, and the other had glasses, you know, stainless steel glasses. And he would get everyone a spoon, a glass, and some prasadam that he had made. So I think of Bibhu Chaitanya with a spoon in his hand. The other is, I feel that just like we have here the changing bodies diorama, I feel that we really need to make a diorama of a devotee's life. Because devotees, yes, we go through the same 6 changes, but our 6 changes are glorious. And at the end, instead of being miserable, we can see the devotee going back to Godhead. So with that, we'll let other devotees speak. Another few things I just want to share, that now in the process of growing old here in Vrindavan, not being able to do as much as we would like to do anymore, just like we saw in the case of Bibhu Chaitanya, there's some very poignant lessons that I learned from Bibhu Chaitanya. One is that, and this Prabhupada also, he used to say again and again, don't take me to the hospital. And the other devotees who would come to visit Prabhupada from Gaudiya Math, they would say, yes, such and such, he was in the hospital the last 15 days of his life, unconscious, with tubes and everything like that. They were giving examples of other God brothers and how they left their body. So Prabhupada was adamant, don't take me to the hospital. The only medicine is Harinam. I just want to be in the association of the devotees. You're all pure devotees, and he was speaking to his disciples, you're all pure devotees because you've all taken complete shelter of Krishna. So each one of us, we know we have to go through it. We have to prepare for leaving this body. We have to remember, just like the example of Bibhu Chaitanya, although he was so bent over he couldn't even walk anymore, he wouldn't allow for all types of medical intervention to give him a few more days, a few more years in this life. He simply stayed in the association of devotees here, and at the time when he was going to leave his body, all the devotees came and very gloriously watched him leave his body while chanting Hare Krishna. But during the time of his service, when there were medical emergencies, twice he had to get operation, and at that time, just to continue his service, he underwent the operations. So in the face of service, when we have to continue our service and it's an emergency, then we can take medical assistance. But when it comes to the time of leaving the body, we should be in the association of devotees. We should not let ourselves succumb to just a few more days, let me finish my plans, whatever it is. We should take shelter of the holy name and the association of devotees. Hare Krishna.
Ego Chandraya Radhikaya Tadaraya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. His Grace Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu Ki. So Devi Shakti Mataji, she gave the essence in a few words. But at the same time, yeah, we also, so we have the opportunity to say a few words, and we had the good fortune of having a lot of association with him. Right when I came here to Vrindavan in 1980, so I had the opportunity to serve in washing the deities' plates, the bhoga plates. And so Bibi Chaitanya was there in the kitchen. He was supervising everything in the kitchen, and very nicely everything was always organized. And the helpers, they were doing exactly how he wanted, and he instructed them in this way, and he was very strong and strict. But not only there, even in Pujari room, or even in regards to the Mahaprasadam, so he had something to say also. Of course, there was one Mataji there, Purnima Mataji, from South India, who was taking care of the Mahaprasad selling. But he also made sure that the Mahaprasadam was going to those who were helping in the kitchen, and even those who are cleaning the plates and the pujaris, so that everyone got the share of the Mahaprasadam, which he prepared very lovingly. And then only that, but then, well, sometimes you see pujaris, they get Mahaprasad and they may keep, and most of the time, yeah. And they are a little hesitant to give to others, but he also was distributing Mahaprasadam to everyone. He called many times the devotees, come, and then he was giving Mahaprasadam. So his preparations were very wonderful, and I mean, especially I liked his halva, and he had one dry sweet, milk burfi, and one time he made a special preparation, and it was really tasty, and my wife, she's a good cook also, she was asking him, so can you please tell me how you made it? And he was saying, you need bhakti. Only bhakti required. He didn't give the recipe, but he just said, you need bhakti. And she said, okay, I don't have that, so I wait. Such a wonderful devotee, sweet and so dedicated. And even at one point, so he was making all the offerings practically, and he had one or two devotees assisting him. And also with the cleaning, of course, in the kitchen, and but some of the preparations. But at one point he decided, well, on Ekadashi, I cannot distribute to the devotees prasadam. And he was also thinking, well, for Prabhupada, so we should have Ekadashi prasad. So he started cooking Ekadashi prasadam. Besides the Rajbhog, the normal offering, he had one plate of Ekadashi prasad, which he offered to Prabhupada and for Bhaktisiddhanta also. And then he was distributing that Mahaprasad also. Till one time, some senior devotees were saying, well, this is not necessary to do that. And then they asked him to stop also. I was there and he was so disappointed. So even though he was so dedicated and such a sweet and wonderful devotee, so humble, and even we wanted to serve him sometimes. He had one devotee, Rup Sanatan, who is now a pujari here, a wonderful pujari, who was staying with him, serving him, and then he was cleaning, helping him cleaning, and he got initiated, and he became a good cook also. Now he's a pujari, Rup Sanatan, so he was there serving him. Otherwise, it was difficult to serve him. And I used to go to his room and then ask him, anything I can do for you? No, it's okay. And I wanted to sometimes ask some question. He was giving short reply, and he was not even speaking so much, generally. Although he was learned, and there's some poetry also. I think you have the poetry. He wrote some poetry. Bibi Chaitanya, you have that? Or Madhavendu, one of the devotee, Bengali devotee. So he had that poetry. So, but he was very reserved and very humble and for himself, and just doing his seva to Prabhupada and to the deities. A wonderful devotee. And so, as Mataji explained, so he was doing for 12 years in the kitchen, the seva, and then we needed four or five devotees to cover all the seva of cooking the different offerings and the different sweets. And just as he was doing his seva very nicely in the kitchen, single-handedly, practically, of course, some assistant was there. Similarly, then he was doing alone also the serving of the chanamrit. And now we have like 5-6 devotees who are doing in 2 hours, but he was doing himself. And before he was doing also, we had two or three devotees, and sometimes difficult to get somebody at this time to do the seva, Chanamrit seva. But then he was doing himself morning till evening alone, distributing Chanamrit to all the devotees. And so with the spoon and lovingly taking the hand of the devotees also. And then some devotees and the children especially who were not able to take in the hand, he was giving them a small cup. And then they were drinking. And even then the devotees, they like to have the cup and get some more mercy, more Chanamrit. And so one time, so even though one is dedicated to doing seva very nicely like he was doing, sometimes some difficulties are there he had to face also in the kitchen. And then even sometimes, here also one time he put one fridge there where Tulsi Devi is. Because he was getting old, it was difficult to go in and out. So he had the fridge there, he was keeping the Chanamrit there. But then after that, I felt it's okay. I didn't have a big problem because he was so old and senior. But then some devotees, they complained that then he had to put the fridge back, and he was a little disappointed. And then after some time, so he was not able to do the seva. And then, as Mataji explained, he was in the room, and he decorated the room very, very nicely, and actually became his bhajan kutir. It was not just a living room, but it was a bhajan kutir. He had the deity's pictures, and every day in the evening, Rupsanath and the Pujari was taking some of the deity's garlands, and he was using that to decorate his altar there with the deity's pictures, and then every day he was doing a small puja, and then he was offering bhoga also. There and then, because he was always distributing prasadam also, always ready to serve the Vaishnavas, the other devotees. And so it was difficult to serve him, but one time he told me, he called me, and then had the opportunity to do a little seva. One time he told me, I need 300 rupees every month. I was thinking, what? But whatever you need, we give you. No, I need 300 rupees. Then I didn't say anything more, and I gave him 300 rupees every month. And then I saw what he did. He was buying some kinds of nuts and some paraphernalia, as Mataji was saying, because he wanted to distribute something to the devotees. So this cup and spoon and whoever was coming here, he used to call the devotees, come, come. Or through one devotee used to call the devotee because he could not himself walk. And then devotees used to come and see him, and then he was giving prasadam. So such a wonderful devotee. And so as Mataji said, and as we can see in the lives of the devotees who are dedicated, and then so up to the last moment, and they are absorbed in the service, and then by Krishna's arrangement also, then so Krishna will arrange for their wonderful departure from this world. Yes, actually, as he was not able to even do his seva and bhajan in his room, then we could see that so it is time for him to leave. And actually very quickly his condition deteriorated, and the devotees used to come and do kirtan. Had to go for one program in Indore, and some devotees had invited me, and then he left on this auspicious day, today on Dvadashi Tithi, just after Mokshada Ekadashi, so in, amidst the devotees chanting the holy names, and Sini devotees were there when he left his world, Burijan Prabhu and others. So he had a glorious, wonderful, of course, from the culture also, born in Bengal, and we know Mahaprabhu has two kinds of devotees, the Gauriya and the Oriya, those from Gaudadesh, from Bengal, and those from Orissa. So by nature, anyone who is born in Bengal, of course nowadays the many Bengalis who are eating fish and so on, and maybe Communist Party, but generally one who is born in Bengal, he has the opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness and by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from that point of view, so he was fortunate, and then he came here, and he was fortunate to, as Mataji said, immediately cooking for the deities, very intimate seva, assisting Srimati Radharani, who is cooking for Krishna, So he had that wonderful service, which he did wonderful, and the other seva also. And then he left also in an exemplary way. His Grace, Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Vanchakottarabhumyascha kripa sindhubhyayavacha patitanam pavanabhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namah. His Grace, Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. I was serving here about over 20 years ago in the management and administration in Vrindavan. And before they could move Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, he was up to room number 5, but he was in the ex-Gurukul building. So several times a week I used to visit him in his room. At that time he was kind of more indisposed in his physique, couldn't move much. Then he recovered, and then for the Charanamrita service and so forth. So one time when I walked in with a few of the brahmacharis were with me, he was completely indisposed, he was lying on his bed. But as soon as he saw me, he was like, he practically got up. I don't know where he got the energy from. And then he sat on his bed, and devotees said, no, don't do that. See, I can't speak Hindi, but he was speaking Hindi and Bengali with some devotees. So he came and he tried to touch my feet. It was very embarrassing, actually, for me, extremely embarrassing. So I asked him, why are you doing this? He said, no, you are Mahant, main Mahant of the temple. I said, what is this? So I was completely embarrassed, so I had to like literally carry him and put him back on the bed. Yeah. But such was his humility, I was so embarrassed, you know, senior to me in all respects, and very, very embarrassing moment for me. Actually one of the most embarrassing moments in my life. But it taught me how, and I was proud, still maybe I'm proud and puffed up and so forth. So somehow he got a little bit better, and then he was walking around in Charanamrita service, and then one day I happened to walk into the Didi, you know, the kitchen, the old kitchen, yeah, inside, you know, yeah. And somehow he was doing some service there, some service, so he didn't notice I was there. So some other devotees were with me, so I just opened the door slightly and I saw him like that. But he was actually cooking something, you know. It's like his siddha deha, it's like his swarup siddhi, he's cooking. There's nothing, you know, this is eternal service like that. So then suddenly he went to one corner. I don't know, I may have maybe my health wasn't good, maybe I may have coughed or sneezed or something, and that attracted his attention. My health wasn't good, I remember that. So he turned around and he said, Prabhu, I was brahmachari. He said, Prabhu, in 1 minute. Very respectful. Yeah. So I don't know whether I meant to say this, but I'll say it. The two things in deity worship is cleanliness and punctuality. But there's one rodent. Rodent means a small. It's not a rat. It's like a
mouse rat.
It's like a mice mouse. It's clean. People keep them as pets. It's like a type of mice. But this is not a regular mice, and, you know, in Braj Mandala, they're devotees, you know. So it was like a little high up, and he was like, okay, it's just like, so he came down, so little, it was like not even blackish, it was like more whitish, you know, like beautiful looking. Comes down, and he gives it some, I'm not sure whether it's boga or whether it's prasad, but he, from his hand, you know, he gives it and like that. And he speaks to it. You know? Hare Krishna, he speaks to it and then goes away. And when it went away, I don't know how it went and where it disappeared. It's like a very mystical thing for me. Disappeared like that. So when Mukunda Datta Prabhu was speaking, I thought, maybe should I say it or not say it? Because he wants to not just feed and serve devotees prasadam. Practically he wants to feed and serve all living entities. Like I could say right here in Radharani's kitchen. But it's not something that's muchi. Don't get that idea. Because this rodent is a little special. You know, it actually is submissive. It listens. And he can speak it can speak their language practically, you know, reciprocate with them. Just like Srila Prabhupada used to say somewhere, all living entities, not only human beings, all living entities in Braj Mandala, bridge passes, all living entities. So that reminded me of something in relation to Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Day. He used to do the same thing in his shop. Gaur Mohan Day had a cloth shop. And during the day, you know, these sort of friendly rodents, we call them, do not bother Gaur Mohan Day. But in the evening before he closes, he leaves some rice and some grains. And Vibhu Chaitanya had many associates, including them. Very exalted. We only see human beings, he sees all living entities. His grace Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Extremely dedicated, as we heard, very serious to do his service for Srila Prabhupada. Cooking for the deities when I was here in, from 93 to 2000, very active with Charanamrita. So we're glorifying devotees, and Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva was asked, what's the best worship? Is the worship of Lord Vishnu. But even better than serving Lord Vishnu is serving the devotees of Lord Vishnu. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was having his Rajasuya sacrifice, he engaged everybody, Bhima, Arjuna, doing different things. Krishna was in charge of washing all the guests' feet. So Krishna sets the example. How you can think the Supreme Lord is going to wash all the guests' feet? Narada, when he went to visit Krishna, Krishna immediately got up and showed great respect. So this is honoring a devotee. The six Goswamis, the beautiful songs are there by the Vaishnavas that one who serves the devotees, I take the dust of their feet. And so Vibhu Chaitanya exemplified a very dedicated, very serious servant of the Lord, and the Lord notices that. So we're all remembering today his transcendental qualities of being very dedicated, very serious in his bhakti, in his service, and very meticulous. And just as Krishna, he's showing by his example, even though the greatest personality, he became the servant of everyone. Although Vibhu Chaitanya, he said, a senior man, was still showing all respects to other Vaishnavas. So we can learn by that example. And by the whole Bhagavatam is glorifying the devotees, glorifying Krishna. So we're trying to follow in the footsteps of Srimad Bhagavatam by glorifying Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu for his excellent service and dedication today. There's a program this afternoon? Yes, we also, his was one of the first samadhis, wasn't it? Was it the very first? At the Goshala, we have our samadhi row. Many exalted personalities are there. So at 12:30, there will be a ceremony for Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu at the Goshala, some kirtan, maybe even a little more talk. Anyone else want to say anything? Maharaj, please come. Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki.
Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Samakaya Chakshur Omenitamena Tasmai Sikravema. One of the stories that I've heard is that because in those days, in the early days of our temple, they used to cook, not with oven or kerosene, they will cook with coal, black coal. And Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, as we've heard, he would be cooking all day long, practically, right from the early in the morning till evening. And he would be singing bhajans, songs of the Vaishnavas, just like the Brajabasis, like Mother Yasoda, the elderly cowherd maidens of Vrindavan. They will also compose songs and they will sing while they were doing their household chores. So Prabhupada was walking and he heard Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu chanting, singing Vaishnava songs. And Prabhupada asked, "Who is that singing?" Because very sweet voice. And the devotee who's with Prabhupada, he says that, "Oh, this is our Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu." He would chant and he would prepare all practically the offerings during the day. "Really?" Prabhupada says, "Oh, he doesn't have to chant his rounds. He can just continue doing this service." So have you heard of anyone when Prabhupada says that you don't have to chant your rounds? It's like Shruta Kirti Prabhu also. Prabhupada says you don't have to come for Mangalarti. Because his main service is to be with Prabhupada 24 hours. So similarly, Vibhu Chaitanya was fully engaged practically 24 hours. He's the first one to wake up in the Brahmachari ashram, 2:30. Early in the morning. So practically he's the first one to get up and he's the last one to retire. We've heard many devotees like that in our movement, like Jayananda Prabhu. Yes, the devotee, they don't have to advertise themselves that they are great devotees. So while he's still around with us, he's so great, the whole movement knows him. And our leaders, our GBCs would come and see him personally. Because he's just that great. And of course, when he was doing this Charanamrita Seva, I felt whenever he would touch my hand, I would feel electrified. Like, you know, some energy was like flowing from his transcendental hands. Like, it's not cold. You know, sometimes if someone touch you and cold, you'll get, oh, you go like this. But it's so much bhakti is there. And because, of course, we would chant like while he was doing his Charanamrita service. And during his last days, in his room, it just doesn't look like it is an altar, an extension of Sisi Radhe Shyam, Lalita Visakha, Sisi Krishna Balaram Gurnitai's altar. It doesn't look, but it feels like. Because when you enter, it's so radiant. It is so effulgent. Something is there. Like our altar, like nothing compared to the whole world. So when you enter there, and one of his servants, what's his name? That devotee from Africa, South Africa. He used to be here. He was serving him also. You remember him? Or from Africa? Yeah, no, big. He's big. He used to stay in the ashram. Anyway, so he asked me, Maharaj, or not even Maharaj yet. He was telling me, Prabhu, Bibhu Chaitanya is looking for you. He said, where were you? Why are you not chanting? Because I used to be, once a year I would lose my voice. So unfortunately I was unable to see him because during this time of the year I would go see my mother in the Philippines. And yes, somehow I was not here when he left his body. So you can tell a person, a devotee, even while he's still around, he's already a great personality. And even much more after he would leave his body. So Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu is one of those great personalities. And as Srila Prabhupada says, we are kitchen religion. So we had two of our great devotees here who were doing service in Radharani's kitchen, Bhuvaneswar Prabhu, and our also Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki.